3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Going out with me?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are professional. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's Aim on the mic. How's everyone doing on this fine evening? It is 74 degrees today outside here in beautiful Iowa, New York.
The island of Iowa.
The island of Iowa, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Move along, Long Island.
Yeah, we don't need the Long Island no more. Yeah. But what we do need to do is thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about how long you should give your significant other some time after a relationship. And let's say you find a new honey. Let's say you're just finding out about this honey and like what they do for work. And I want to pose the question, what is the worst profession to date?
Since this was my topic, I want you to go because you're like, oh, I got one.
One of them, they'll self-admit they're bad. And two, you'll see. Okay, so number one, teachers. Teachers
you wouldn't date a teacher, though?
Let me explain. I'm playing the long game here. I'm not playing the short game. You know, I'm thinking long term. Teachers will tell you themselves, and I also think this, they don't get paid enough. With little kids, no. Like, that ain't, what I'm dealing kids. With. Yeah, well, that's exactly where I was leading to. They deal with those kids all day, and I get the horror stories about all my friends who are teachers. They send me their snaps of, like, you know, what they've encountered. One of them encountered, like, a student, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into detail, but it was rough. It was, stuff you shouldn't get paid to deal with.
No, and I agree. I have a friend who's also a teacher too, and she tells me stories. And then just the other day, she sent me a snap that like she was hiding in the bathroom, and I'm like, oh my god.
So, you know, in my profession, people always ask me like what do you do for work? And I tell them I do this podcast,
and then you get banned on Tinder for telling somebody.
Yeah, and you know, I do the video game stuff, and then I do more stuff for Believe, and. Like, my day, it's hectic. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. But at the end of the day, I'm getting paid to talk about video games, and I'm getting paid to talk to you. Grant you, that's very stressful at times. But, you know, hey. in the scale of, like, tough jobs and, like, this is at the bottom. This is at the bottom of the barrel. I'll admit it. I think anyone else in this profession would admit it. There's people who see the YouTubers getting all the fancy mansions and stuff like that. It's like, what do you really do? But they come home, getting back to the teachers, they come home after that type of day and they are just dead to the world. And I totally respect that. But to see someone I care about go through that daily, knowing that it's mentally taxing on them and it's just a lot to deal with, I just wouldn't want to see that, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. I feel bad. Like I said, the unsung heroes are teachers.
Yes, very much so. Now, the second person is a podcaster. I can't tell you the amount, like, grant you, we did it ourselves. We sold out. We did our own podcast, and like you scroll through TikTok and Instagram and all that, and you see these random people having podcasts.
Granted, we did it right before the incline of podcasting took off.
Yeah, like there was a time where there wasn't as many as you see today.
Yeah,
everyone now has a podcast, but like we have our conversations here on the podcast, and like let's say I don't know, like my girlfriend. She'll have a podcast. And she'll talk about ours. Like, we'll have our own little cinematic universe going on here. But, like, at the end of the day, who are you loyal to? You know? Are you loyal to your own show? Or
yeah,
you're 100%. With the significant, you're no, with the significant
no,
other?
No.
And then you... But I must say, and you got to admit, too. Remember, like, way back in the day, we used to sit in the studio and grind for, like, 4 hours straight.
And we do were standing. Like, well, I was standing.
Yeah. You weren't smart about it. No. But like we'd go through like the next month or two so of podcasts it's like, all right, you know that grind. And then do you have to appear on your significant other's podcast? Because, like, there'll come a point in time where you're like, I only value my show and I'm not appearing on yours.
Oh, yeah. No. And there were times I'm not proud of it because I was in a mood where I didn't want to record podcasts. You would see me. I'll be like in the green room. I'm like, we would have other people in the podcast room doing the podcast. And I would be like, when you need me, just tell me to come. But, like, it's draining. You get drained and everything like that. Now it's more streamlined and everything like that. And I could do this for hours now. But at the time, I was going through stuff with a person and all that. And stuff happens. But, like, at that time, I was just drained. I was exhausted. I would leave the on-air room and be like, hey, just be like, you need me to do my little stick. But, yeah, no, I understand. You doing it for hours and hours gets really strained and everything like that.
Now, again, podcasters, and like I'm doing it right now, we talk a certain way, we deal with it, and like whenever you like do this for a long time, you know you can pick out like what podcasters do, how they talk, whatever. Like there was this TikTok that talked about like things podcasters do, move the mic, you know. Oh, I think that's interesting because, and then they like you elaborate further. It's like you pick up on those little things. And I feel as if you're dating someone else, you don't want to date the same exact person because then you'll start picking them apart, like in the same profession.
No, 100%. Granted, I'm the same person. I know you're not supposed to say because, but, and like when I hear somebody do that, I'm just like, oh my God, do you not have other words? But then I'll be doing the podcast. And I'd be like saying those words, and I'm like, why am I like, I would say it. And then in my head, I'm like, why did I just say that? Because I hate when people say that. And now I'm saying, I'm like, I gotta stop hanging with those people that say the words because, and all that. I'm like, because that's where I get it from. I get it from those people. You people,
our own people. Yeah. And that just what that boils down to, not dating a podcaster or someone in this industry, is the conversations you have off, like what you're doing as a profession, they somehow become diluted because let's say you do go on your significant other's podcast and this can work. It's been done before. I'm sure you scroll on whatever and you'll find someone who's in a relationship and they have a podcast. It's like you have your on-air podcast and like it's genuine, but then afterwards, like once the recording's done and like you're out to dinner, it's like, what do you talk about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've exhausted everything.
Oh, 100%. And that's why I would never be on my significant podcast. You have to pay me $5. $5. A whole $5.
And I want to point this out. I will date someone who's interested in gaming and stuff like that. But someone who's in the profession is kind of like off to me.
All right, I just gave Kev $5 for being on the podcast, by the way, folks. I know you guys can't see that.
Yeah.
I want somebody, I don't know, like if somebody had a podcast, I'd be interesting to date them. I wouldn't be on your podcast. Absolutely not. Don't use my credibility, my personality, me being an asshole the way I am on your podcast. Go watch my podcast if you want that full experience. But now let me one up you. I think the worst person to date, in the profession, it's a wrestler. It's a wrestler.
A wrestler? Don't do this to me because... Fun fact, WWE is coming around, and I'm going to be a dog in heat if Rhea Ripley's there. Because this would be the first time I see Rhea Ripley live, and I'll fold. I talk all this game, but...
Yeah, didn't you see Buddy Matthews, and you see Buddy Matthews show up and be like, excuse me?
Yeah, he's a big lad. But wrestlers, why wrestlers?
Because
get rid of kayfabe or something.
No, it doesn't get rid of kayfabe. So you know how a lot of people don't watch wrestling. Like it's getting more mainstream, but there's a good amount of people that still, when you say, "Oh, I watch WWE," they're like, "Oh, it's fake. I don't watch. I watched it when I was little." But a majority of people don't watch like how they watch the NFL, like the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the. So what if you're dating a girl and, you know, she's in the ring and she gets a black eye? Oh, she gets like, you know, bug marks. And then you're going, you're walking around, and then everyone's thinking, oh, you're hitting this person. And then be like, oh, yeah, no, she's a wrestler. Yeah, right, she's a wrestler. You're like, no, like, that's so bad for you.
I like reel saved on my phone for like a quick little, here, look, this she does. This is her.
No, but tell me if that's wrong, though. Tell me if I'm all right. Like, no, she gets
get looks, and especially if.
And then somebody will call the cops on you. Be like, hey, I think this is domestic abuse going on.
Especially if, like, the person, like, wins a championship. Yeah. Like, grant you, based on the company, you don't really, like, carry it with you, or you do. It's like, all right. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. She's walking around with a championship, and it's like, oh, you're a wrestler too? Like, where's your championship? You'll get asked that question. Like, no, I'm just in accounting, like in some company. Like, it's two different things.
Or having these guys like swarm of like, yeah, we're wrestling fans. There's that, but there's also the aspect of stalkers. We know that WWE, there's a lot of stalkers, people following around people. There's some people out there who think they're in a relationship with this wrestler, even though this wrestler has no idea this person exists, following around and all that creepy stuff, weird stuff. But that's a creepy spark. Like, you know, your significant other is afraid of their lives, and it kind of puts your life in danger too, because you have this stalker who might be jealous of you for dating this person, blah blah blah. But like, I'm more worried about, you know, people thinking I'm giving this person a black eye.
Yeah, I mean, to your point on that, dating anyone famous at that point when you're not famous.
Yeah.
And they've done movies. I remember this being a plot point to one movie I've seen where it's like you're dating someone famous, and that drives a divide between you, because like what you said, there's you and her, then there's you and her fan base.
Yeah.
And that could really drive a wedge.
It also depends on the person too. Like how loyal the person is. Yeah.
But, you know, there's when you're out in public, like what you said, there's going to be swarms of people depending on how famous they are and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, some people consider that. Some people, like me personally, I don't like big crowds and whatever. Like, it's not my style.
You're a big lad, though.
Yes. Yes. Because I occupy the space. Yeah. So it's mine, not everyone else's.
My bubble.
But yeah, like, I'm trying to think of another profession.
But tell me how funny would that be? He would, like, somebody could be like be looking at you with the bruise, and like, one if they have like a broken arm and a black eye to go with it, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, the broken arm is nothing, but she also has a black eye. Something's not right.
Don't judge a book by its cover, y'all.
Yeah, but you know, people always judge. Oh my god, he beats her. Why would he beat her? Oh my god. Like, I don't like it when I don't care what people think, but when everyone's eyes are on me, I'm just like,
oh yeah.
You guys want to say something? Just say it. Like,
yeah, and I'm not one for public confrontation.
Like, oh, I am 100%. I'll go and stall. I'll throw a ball stool at you.
I do not, like, that's one thing I do not enjoy. I will leave. I would be like, all right, deuces. Like, nice knowing you.
You know, but yeah. I just thought of another one too. With going back to the wrestler, especially one will look good if you're wearing a wife beater.
Yeah.
Get it? Because wife beats your girl, broken arm.
But then be like, oh, she was in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom 17 in the Tokyo Dome. Yeah, blah,
okay,
blah,
bro.
Blah.
Okay, bro.
Oh, aiming yeah. high. I'm aiming high.
That's what people are going to be like. Oh, what's that? Oh, sure. Yeah. You're on the site, so you don't want to get arrested for beating your wife.
You don't understand wrestling.
Wrestling.
Now, you mentioned before we went on about nurses who like take night shifts and stuff like that. Personally, I'd be on board with that because my bedtime is probably around whenever they leave to go to work.
No, not even that. It's not even nighttime. It's also during. There's minimum times would you see that person because they're always on call too.
Well, I'm just in my perfect world. They work only the night shift, and that's only when I sleep.
And
so
that's like a stripper. Then work day to stripper.
Are they saving lives though?
They're saving somebody's life. A poor 18-year-old who never.
They very well might be. They very well might be. But do you have any other professions? Oh, actually, you know what? Speaking of, would you date someone with an OnlyFans?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I'm kind of on that wave, too.
100%. Not only because, like, at the end of the day, you're hitting that, and all these guys are just, like, wishing they can hit that. But I won't tell my parents, though. Absolutely not.
She's in accounting.
You don't do accounting. That's fine. It's fine. Would you partake in it?
See, I'm not that confident. I wouldn't.
But then what's the alternative? She brings a random guy from Craigslist.
That's a lot to unpack. That's a lot to unpack.
You know what?
Craigslist, no.
Facebook Market.
Facebook Market. That's a wild place. I browse that every now and then. But OnlyFans girl, I wouldn't mind. I'd be like, get your bag, do whatever you want to. Like, yeah, hey.
Because other than that, you're selling your nudes. It's like,
because I know there's people that are like, this is very polarizing, this subject of doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's not, like, some people just sell pictures of their feet and like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, do it. Like, whatever works. Like, they'll end up making more money than me.
Yeah, no, OnlyFans is technically porn. You're just doing porn. It's like the guys on the other end aren't like having sex with jurors and everything other. It's like, no.
Get your bag. That's all you need to do. Get your bag. Buy me my new Xbox. I'm fine with it.
$1.
You're going to need to make a lot more dollars to buy me that Xbox.
$1.
But what you could do is tune in to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Believe Podcast Network in order to buy me that new Xbox. But I've been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What a guest, Amy and Mike, and you can follow K on his new OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/TheBeardedKev.
I think I'd make a lot of money, but we'll see you guys. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.